18, verse 9, 10, 11, and 12. And then I'm going to be looking at some other things that we find, some more things that we find in our community. The first thing I'd like to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. It uses the phrase, maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. That is referring to a consecration to the god Molech or some other deity. In some cases, this was passing between two fires as a consecration to this god, which they would have a fire on this side and a fire on this side, and the person would pass in between the two. In other cases, this was actually child sacrifice, where they would literally sacrifice a child. And I want to tell you that in our day, there is child sacrifice happening close by. It's not that far away. I'm going to be talking a little bit about SRA later on. Brother Kenny referred to it. I had an individual that I had an interview with that is an SRA victim. And if you know where the city of Stratford is, that's where it happened. And I'm going to say that there's other places that may be closer than that. And we're just not aware of it. I was told that there are from Wellesley. Do you know where Wellesley is? In a 30-mile radius, if you have Wellesley as the center point, in a 30-mile radius, which would be going 30 miles out and then drawing a circle, there is four places where they actually do human sacrifice. This is where children are literally being killed and sacrificed. I'd like to look at another part of child sacrifice, and that is abortion. Abortion is child sacrifice. And you might say that doesn't happen in our communities. I'm here to tell you differently. Abortion does happen in our communities. It's just not known. And in most cases, they don't go to an abortion clinic. But there's a number of other ways where it's done. Today, modern rationalism has given demons new names, like could be career, it could be convenience, could be money, could be lust, could be self. If you remember the account, I'm not going to go into it a lot, just refer to it. Genesis 19:38, it talked about Lot's youngest daughter and how they made Lot drunk and went in unto him, and she became pregnant. The son that she bore was the father of the Ammonites. The oldest daughter was the son she bore was his name was Moab, the Moabite. In 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 5, it actually refers to the Ammonites. It says, for Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Milcom is referring to the god Molech. Molech was the detestable god of the Ammonites. What was involved in this worship? Leviticus chapter 20, verse 2. Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. It's referring to the sacrificing of one's offspring. Though the Ammonites sacrificed postnatal children, I'd like for you to look at what Amos chapter 1, verse 13 says. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of the children of Ammon, here we have the Ammonites again, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead. Why? That they might enlarge their border. Now, it's not talking about the borders of the land. Brother Kenny referred to why people do some of this stuff is to gain power. Jeremiah 19:5, they have built also high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. This time it's referring to Baal. Commentators tell us that Baal, Ashtaroth, and Molech represent the same God. I'm going to tell you that today the Church of Jesus Christ is fighting some of those same forces, those same spiritual forces. I honestly wish I could tell you that this stuff doesn't happen in our circles, but I can't. I'd be lying if I told you that. And that might shock you, because a lot of that is done in secret. Next one I'd like to look at is divination. It's another word that's mentioned there in Deuteronomy. This is the attempt to find out information with the use of special powers. And I'm going to be naming a few. Crystal balls or crystal powers. Looking into crystal ball or